It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the Pre-W. Smith Show. Now turning our attention to a story really important for environmental sustainability. Katie Dayton, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, brings us a story on how sustainable packaging is making its way into use, and that's good news for the environment. Katie.
This story is about how, as companies are moving towards more sustainable packaging and sustainable materials, what some of them are finding is, you know, sometimes incidentally, they're actually making their products easier to open and get into. And that's largely because plastic is kind of the enemy at the moment. And a lot of the issues we all as consumers have with packaging comes down to plastics and over-packaging and having to get through layers and layers. And as companies kind of reassess how much of that we need and, you know, the kinds of materials and the thickness and the strength of materials that we need, people are finding that just products are easier to get into than they used to be. And that's particularly useful for people who suffer with any dexterity issues or have arthritis and other disabilities like that.
Is the heart of the change being driven by environmental concerns, or is it more of a better packaging objective and initiative that companies now are undertaking?
It certainly, to me, seems to be driven by this interest in environmental concerns. You know, these companies say that consumers are kind of sick of getting a product that's just full of plastic. They don't think that's very good for the environment. They wish they had options to pick more sustainable packaging. And investors, especially those in the ESG space, they're also pushing companies to create products with less plastic, and so are some regulators, some countries starting to lay down laws on how environmentally sustainable packaging is. So with all of that in mind, that's been the driving factor towards making a packaging experience easier. Largely, companies have ignored problems with getting into packaging without a sustainability component. I mean, we've all been there, you know, trying to get into a scissors without having to actually buy scissors. There's that fantastic clip from Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David can't, like, get into a printer cartridge or something. It's so universal, and yet companies have kind of never made any moves on that. I think they all accepted that, you know, if everyone else was having the same problems and consumers didn't have any other options to go to, they didn't need to change anything. And companies largely, if there isn't an impetus to do so for driving profit, they're not going to
pull out all of their
packaging lines and the manufacturing lines and start again simply to make things easier for consumers.
Sure. And remind us again, tell us, what is the primary material used in this more, you know, responsible, sustainable type packaging?
It's very much paper and, you know, using things like paper-based, Barbie, for instance, uses paper-based ties rather than those, you know, plastic ties that would hold the Barbie down. And pulp is, you know, for creating sort of more form-fitting packaging. So imagine like a bottle of whiskey being held in a sort of backed up cardboard holder rather than a plastic one. Pulp can fill in for that more 3D needs. But then there are also plenty of people out there that think companies shouldn't be reliant on pulp because that has its own sustainability problems. But at least it can be widely recycled, unlike a lot of these and a lot of plastics.
Yeah. And so what about the adoption? I mean, how meaningfully has this new approach to packaging been adopted by the market? You do reference Lego, for example, in your article, but is this being widely adopted now? There's a big push going on to change packaging in this direction, or is it still at its very nubile stage of market penetration?
I think it's closer to the beginning than any kind of mass market moves. These companies that I reference that are doing this, you know, the Legos, the P&Gs, these huge consumer packaged goods companies, and they're really focused on their place, their position in the market, and they have the market prominence to be able to make these changes. You know, it's certainly by no means everywhere, as everyone who's ever been to a store knows. But once these packaging lines have been put in place, there's no reason why companies would ever need to go back. So it's just one of those capital investments, I think, that, you know, companies, large companies need to make, and then perhaps that can push change down the line to smaller companies too.
Yeah, you know, look, there are pioneering companies who, like anything, take the leadership role, they're the first mover to take advantage of new technology, or in this case, new packaging, whatever it may be. And then others tend to follow due to consumer pressure and expectation that then results on the back end of these pioneering companies who kind of take the leading edge and set a new bar for expectations on behalf of consumers.
Right.
Listen, hats off to the Lego Group and to you as well for covering the story for us. We appreciate you being on. Katie Dayton, reporter for The Wall Street Journal. This is a good story, and hopefully this will lead to lots of positive things in the future, including, most of all, a further protectionary moves against environmental damage and threats that we're seeing so much of today. You know, Katie, you see those videos and other things of them taking plastic out of the ocean, for example. It's heartbreaking, you know? It really is.
Yeah, it is. But the plastic is a wonderful material for our use, you know?
It's built to last, right?
Built to last. And, you know, if we want to transport products all across the world, that's kind of what it's built for. But the debate rages on.
All right, Katie Dayton, reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Again, thank you very much for bringing us the story. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on The Pre-W. Smith Show.